This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Republicans in the House of Representatives have been meeting this afternoon to talk immigration reform. They've called the plan the Senate passed a couple of weeks ago dead on arrival. Still, though, with an eye on last November's elections, some pro-immigration conservative groups are trying to change GOP minds the old-fashioned way by advertising to them. Kate Davidson reports.
Switch on Fox News during primetime this week, and you might see this.
It's called the Border Surge, the toughest border security plan ever passed by Congress.
Dan Constant is communications director for the American Action Network. That's the center-right advocacy group responsible for the spot.
This latest ad push is a $100,000-plus ad buy targeted at conservatives lauding the specific components of the Border Surge plan.
Carl Rove's Crossroads GPS also spent $100,000 on pro-reform ads. In fact, immigration supporters dished out about $2.5 million advertising dollars during the first half of the year. Now, that might sound like a lot, but it's actually not. Remember New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's $12 million ad campaign for gun control? That didn't work so well. So should pro-immigration groups spend more? Republican strategist Alex Vogel says there's just no momentum.
We are at a point where people don't see this trending in the right direction, so they're not going to throw perceived good money after bad, number one. Number two, unlike the gun debate, there is no NRA on immigration.
Meaning there are no monolithic groups to dominate the airwaves or fight against. Vogel says it's normal not to see huge ad buys on an issue like immigration. He says this is a grassroots issue in which targeting voters through calls and emails is more effective than reaching Congress through TV. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.